Business Hour continues.
Well, shares of Twitter are a bit higher today after word that a hard-fought competition for NFL streaming rights has been won by Twitter. We're getting more about it with Tom Lason, New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Regine, thanks for having me.
All right. So let's talk about this because CBS and NBC have the broadcast rights, and now all of a sudden Twitter will be streaming the games. Is this aimed at reaching a younger generation then?
Absolutely. It's the crowd that you see with their head always down, looking at their phone or their iPad, watching things that should be seen in probably resplendent HD like a football game on a tiny screen and trying to multitask while they're doing it. As unattractive as that sounds to some of the people in our generation, yeah, you know, this multi-screen experience is really what it is that the NFL and Twitter are both focusing on. Right now, you tend to watch big events and live football games with Twitter. This kind of directs people to some degree of watching it on Twitter. And it's going to be very interesting to see how that interface works, how you're going to be able to watch the football game on that little screen and at the same time follow a blizzard of tweets and stay current with the Twitter stream at the same time.
It seems ironic. We've gone from a limit of 140 characters on Twitter to now watching an entire football game.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this is the hot space. The NFL has been doing a lot of experimenting. They're obviously hugely successful, don't have any issues. Twitter, on the other hand, you know, has got some issues. They've got some issues with corporate governance and with finding a CEO. The stock price has gone from 70 to 20 in the course of the past 2.5 years. So this seems like a huge win for them. It was competitive. They didn't spend a ton of money for it, $10 million. That's not too bad, somewhere in that neighborhood. And they did beat out a couple of big competitors in this space, Amazon and Verizon for this, although Verizon does retain the mobile rights to this. But still, point being, Twitter's being aggressive with this, spending a little money, seeing if they can leverage their brand right now, which I think is the sweet spot for them. Big live events, kind of in this whole Project Lightning thing, where if it's big and it's happening now, Twitter is a supplementary and now semi-primary experience tied to that event.
And what are the revenue implications for old media companies, CBS, which is the parent company of WBBM Radio, and NBC, which have the broadcast rights to Thursday Night Football?
Probably right now, probably pretty close to next to nothing. Twitter does apparently get a little inventory out of this that they can sell. You know, what kind of cost per thousand are they going to be able to generate on that? Hard to tell. The NFL is a hot property, but from a revenue perspective, I think expectations on that are fairly muted. I think this is more gesturing at what could this be someday? What do future platforms look like? How do modern audiences engage with this kind of content? And then at some point, how can it truly be monetized in a significant way? For now, I'm not anticipating anything groundbreaking here with revenue.
Is it actually an advantage for CBS and NBC?
It might be, because there's that kind of, you know, the gathering around the fireplace sort of feeling with a big event that if, you know, content is, you know, some people have, you know, used this quote that, you know, all human communication is additive. So drawing that more of an audience to a big event and having them experience things on multi-platforms, maybe they have the big screen on in one room and this is happening in another room. Hard to tell what that looks like, but I think the idea is that it's accretive at this point. Like I said, that all this communication and all this buzz around a big event helps lift all boats.
And as we said, Twitter shares up a little bit, about 0.25% right now at $17.13. Tom, thanks so much. Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Coming up at